Lesson two of creating loving ecosystems is understanding that the human soul interconnects with the entire system. Humans desperately need to understand that everything around us is connected to us. This is a very important thing to understand. How organisms respond in the system is completely dependent upon our own personal condition. And our own personal condition is the sum total of our beliefs, our emotions, desires, passions, longings, assumptions, intentions, reasoning, etc. This sum total, which let's call it the soul condition, determines the effectiveness of our effort to restore ecosystems. If our condition is selfish in any way, it lacks love in any way, and is fear-based or based in anger or rage, then our effectiveness or our effort to restore ecosystems will be very much reduced. Organisms will work against us if our soul condition is not adjusted. Organisms have an inbuilt instinct to expose and correct unloving behavior within us as humanity. So any unloving behavior that the organism is feeling from us will be exposed and corrected through the organism's response. So our condition will affect any organism connected to us for any reason. Now, any organism connected to us could be even on the other side of the world. For example, plants that supply my coffee will be connected to me if I drink coffee. Plants that supply my sugar will be connected to me if I consume sugar. What happens in those particular systems that supply my coffee or supply my sugar are now going to have a direct connection with my own unloving behavior. And anything that happens in those systems that causes a poor supply to those particular systems is connected with my own belief system. I need to understand the direct correspondence between my own condition, my own beliefs, emotions, desires, intentions, and so forth, and the particular things that I desire and what is happening with those particular systems. I am often creating systems around the world that are unloving because of my addiction to specific products. And we'll cover this later in this lesson. The second point in lesson two of how the human soul interconnects with the entire system is that our soul condition has a huge bearing on how the systems actually respond. Even our observation of a system changes how the system responds. Just us looking at the system has an effect on the system. Organisms within the system can feel us studying and looking at them, just like you, if you were a human, can feel other humans studying and looking at you. This obviously will have an effect on the particular organisms. Our environmental choices and decisions are caused by our own condition. Our beliefs, assumptions, intentions, passions, longings will determine our choices and decisions. If our beliefs and passions and emotions are driven by addictive desires that we want fulfilled no matter what the cost, then of course the choices and decisions that we make towards the system will not consider the rest of the system. They will only have a selfish consideration of our own needs. Our addictions, therefore, create unloving actions that we perpetrate towards the environment. Every time we have an addiction that is not met, we generally have a strong desire to meet this addiction. This desire causes us to be inconsiderate of the systems that are already present, and as a result of this, causes us to perpetrate unloving actions towards the environment in our state of a lack of consideration. Now, of course, the environment has been constructed by God to respond to the lack of love or the lack of unloving actions, the loving actions that are and unloving actions that are perpetrated towards the environment, and the environment responds to these particular addictions and to the particular actions in order to correct them if they are unloving or to support them if they are loving. So we need to understand how the environment will continually respond to us, whether our actions are loving or unloving, will be the mirror of the response. Point three of lesson two, how the human soul interconnects with the entire system, is that we need to become aware of how we are destroying ecosystems around the world through our condition. The choices we make to satisfy our own addictions through food and other material will result in the destruction of ecosystems all around the world. For example, my desire for eating meat, for example, a McDonald's hamburger, results in the destruction of Amazonian rainforests in Brazil, because the desire for hamburger meat, which mostly is produced in South American countries, causes them, the people in those particular countries, to respond to that desire through the law of supply, demand and supply, and as a result, they finish up destroying more of the forest in preference for grazing land for cattle. So my desire for eating meat automatically results in the destruction of an ecosystem somewhere else in the world. Now, it is pointless fixing an ecosystem in our direct neighbourhood while at the same time destroying ecosystems all around the world. We need to examine more honestly how our demands are satisfied. We need to see the laws of supply and demand in operation and see how our desire drives the demand, which then drives a desire from somebody else to supply what we demand. And if we want to avoid or avert destruction that is occurring in ecosystems all around the world, we need to change what we demand. If we change what we demand, then the people will change what they supply. This is something that we need to understand. So while I have demands coming out of my soul towards the world around me, I am not aware of how I am destroying ecosystems all around the world. If I understand the interconnectedness between human soul and the entire system, then I'll become more aware of that. The fourth point we'd like to make in this section is that what systems we currently have around us are not indicative of the actual system that God created, nor are they indicative of the normal operation of the organisms within the system. We cannot assume that how organisms currently work is how they would normally work. We can't assume that how organisms currently act is how they would normally act. We can't assume that how organisms currently respond is how they would normally respond, because all of these things are occurring surrounding our condition. And if our condition is damaged in love in any way, then it will change how every organism around us responds. And we need to understand, therefore, as a result of that, that what we see around us is what would not normally happen, but what we have caused to happen, or what we have forced to happen through our own condition. So we can assume that our interaction with an organism will change how the organism responds. If I attack the organism, it will respond differently than if I treat the organism in a different manner. For example, if I attack a snake and I am afraid, which would be the main cause of me attacking the snake will respond to that particular attack. And in fact, they have found here in Australia that most snake bites actually are caused by humans who are already attacking the snake, and the snake responds. So we can assume that the organism will change its own response depending on how it is treated. Our actions have a direct bearing on the evolution of an organism. If we take away an organism's primary source of food, the organism will go into a survival mode. It will adjust what it will eat and therefore start eating something different. It will change in its evolution. It will start eating something completely different than what it would normally eat, just as a direct result of us removing what it would normally eat. Now, if we understand that each organism has inbuilt intelligence or instinct, then we can assume that this intelligence is always loving. And if we are getting a negative response from the organism, then we must assume that that is being caused by our own condition. We can assume that the entire system will respond to our desires, beliefs, and actions. And we cannot assume that what is currently present in the system is what is normal, or what would normally exist if we were not present. For example, when we look at some land that has been farmed, for example, we cannot assume that that what is currently on the land is what will be there in the future, or what was there in the past, or what would normally be there right now. If we understand our very actions towards this land have modified every single organism's response to us, then we'll start to understand that what is happening on that particular piece of land is not normal, but rather something that has been modified by the human condition. We also cannot assume that the current methods of farming are the only way to farm, because again, the current methods of farming have been greatly dictated by our condition, by our addictions to specific foods, to specific requirements, to our addiction to wealth and material demands that we have, and our addictions to having a good economic future. These particular addictions, which are many of them based on fear, have modified methods of farming over many hundreds and sometimes thousands of years. And as a result of that, they have modified how each organism responds. So in conclusion, it is very important for us to understand in Lesson 2 that the human soul interconnects with the entire system, and whatever is in the human condition will affect the entire system. Whatever are our beliefs, our emotions, our desires, our passions, our longings, our intentions, our reasoning, all of these particular things will cause us to act in a certain way towards the entire system. And every single intelligent living organism in the system can feel these feelings from us and will have a specific response to those particular emotions. This is the way that the entire system is interconnected with our own soul.